Okay, so when you're just swimming in data, it's really easy to get lost, isn't it? I know I often feel a bit overwhelmed trying to figure out what truly matters for a business. Today, we're on a mission in this deep dive to, uncover the real gold. We want to understand the critical difference between what our sources are calling sanity metrics and vanity metrics. Think of this as your shortcut to seeing what genuinely fuels success versus just the numbers that look good on paper.
Absolutely. And for anyone trying to navigate the digital landscape, I mean, the biggest pitfall isn't just ignoring data, it's misinterpreting it. That's the real danger. This distinction between sanity and vanity, it's not just foundational theory. It's really the critical filter. It separates actionable insights from, well, distracting noise, even for really experienced teams.
Okay, let's cut to the chase then. What does our deep dive into the material reveal about these sanity metrics? For seasoned marketers, these aren't just data points, right? They're more like navigational stars. They're the critical indicators of true user intent and actual outcomes. They go way beyond just superficial interactions to show you the real health of your campaigns.
And what's fascinating here is how sanity metrics don't just show results, they actually expose the friction points. Like a sudden drop in your conversion rate, for instance. That isn't just a number going down. It's like a flashing red light telling you exactly where your user experience might be breaking down. It forces an immediate actionable fix, something vanity metrics would just never reveal. So we're talking about things like customer acquisition costs, customer lifetime value, or maybe the average order value in e-commerce. These metrics, they empower marketers to make informed strategic decisions because they reflect, authentic interactions and real outcomes, genuine growth.
Right. But it's not always so clear-cut, is it? Because on the flip side, we find these often dazzling but ultimately hollow figures, the vanity metrics. Our sources do suggest that for some, maybe they can offer a quick morale boost or perhaps some initial visibility. But what's the danger in focusing on even that small perceived benefit?
Oh, they absolutely can mislead massively. While sure, a surge in social media likes or follower counts might feel good, the real danger lies in relying on those figures as actual indicators of business success. I actually remember a client who spent months, literally months, chasing Instagram followers, great numbers on paper, only to realize their actual sales hadn't budged an inch. That's when we had to pivot hard. The peril is that it leads straight to misinterpretation. Wasted resources, like allocating budgets just to inflate follower counts, but with negligible returns. And it fosters this short-term focus that completely neglects building lasting customer relationships.
That's a really powerful warning about getting caught up in vanity metrics. So if relying on those leads to wasted effort, how does actively differentiating between them become so crucial? Crucial for actually building effective, lasting strategies.
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, right, a sole focus on vanity metrics inevitably leads to misguided tactics. It just does. By identifying which metrics genuinely matter, the sanity ones, you refine your strategies. You allocate resources effectively. Think about engagement metrics like the time spent on your site or the pages viewed per session. These give you a much clearer understanding of how well your content is actually resonating. And that fosters the long-term growth and sustainability that's often missed when you're just, counting likes.
That makes a lot of sense, a crucial distinction. But how do marketers actually put these ideas into practice? I mean, what are the tools they use day to day that help them measure what truly matters in this really complex landscape?
Yeah, it's really about achieving a balance, a crucial balance. You integrate both types, sure, but you prioritize sanity metrics for your core decision-making. Things like customer feedback or, obviously, sales figures. Vanity metrics can then be used, maybe, like you said, to gauge general brand awareness, perhaps looking at social media shares, that kind of thing. As for tools for tracking the sanity metrics, well, you'd look at things like Google Analytics for user flow and website traffic, customer relationship management systems, CRMs for tracking customer interactions and conversions, and definitely conversion tracking tools like the Facebook Pixel or Google Tag Manager. Those are essential for tying specific user actions, like a purchase or a sign-up, directly back to your marketing efforts.
It's fascinating how clear this distinction sounds on paper, yet, like you said, so many businesses still fall into that vanity trap.
Yeah.
From your experience, what's a common sort of aha moment, or maybe a surprising lesson learned when companies finally make that pivot from vanity to sanity?
What really stands out, I think, is how consistently successful campaigns prioritize those sanity metrics. It's almost a rule. Take a retail brand aligning its messaging with the growing demand for sustainable products. That led to increased sales because they focused on actual customer behavior and conversion rates, not just how many people saw their ads. And conversely, failures often stem from that vanity metric focus, like a tech startup boosting follower counts like crazy, but having almost no actual sales. The aha moment is usually realizing that true business impact comes from understanding why people convert or engage, not just that they saw something. So the key lesson is always about data-driven decision-making and continuous improvement, really anchored in what truly impacts your bottom line.
Right. This deep dive has really shown how crucial it is to look beyond just the superficial numbers in digital marketing. But I want to encourage you, the listener, to maybe consider how this distinction, this idea of sanity versus vanity, how it can be applied not just to marketing, but really to any information you encounter in your daily life.
Yeah, that's a great point. Maybe ask yourself, how might you use this understanding? How can you identify true value and substance, whether it's in a report you read, a news story, or even setting your own personal goals? And not just focus on what looks impressive on the surface,